在墓地上，你把我的花盆扔进来。
Thank you. Amen. The other day I told you about one of his former co-workers and how he got hit by a train and had to have a portion of his leg cut off. Hallelujah. So why do you stand up and listen to him? He knows that he's not for me. My soul cries out. Hallelujah. For my soul cries out. I gotta thank God for seeing me. That's all. I heard somebody say, thank God. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Bless the Lord.
Amen. Not just sit around and walk, but you need to learn to pray. Right.
After you just fed 5,000 with five
But the ship was in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves. The wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch, Lord, I got my power. He said, yes, I use some power to perform a miracle. It says in the fourth watch. Now, if you know Hebrew timing and Hebrew history, at evening would have been 6 o'clock when he sent the multitude away. He goes up into the mountain at 6 o'clock to pray. So the first watch is between 6 p.m. and 9 p.m. The second watch is between 9 p.m. and 12 p.m. 12 a.m., whatever. One of the young kids one time, when I put 12 p.m. for midnight, he said, Pastor, that's going to be 12 a.m. 12 a.m. From 12 a.m. to 3 a.m. was the third watch. So already Jesus has been up in the mountain praying for 9 hours.
Right.
And somewhere between the 9th and the 12th hour. Hallelujah. After he's been praying, oh my Lord. The Bible says he got up and he, listen, there's something about an effective prayer life because everybody else was in the boat. Jesus was walking on the water. So Lord, send me help from the sanctuary. The Lord, please. see how he prayed. This is a model for us to follow. Amen. no more. Actually, this is part two last week. We did all of it last week. But we miss out when we don't have faith for prayer. I do want to go over a couple more parts of prayer. If Jesus paid our life for it, it models for us to follow. There is a God decision to make, and then there is a man decision to make. The difference between the God decision and the man's decision is the God decision, he's leaving you. The man decision, you're leaving yourself. A God decision said, Lord, I'm tired, hallelujah, of where I'm at. God, I'm tired of what I've been going through. So you said, come unto me, oh, you got a labor and a heavy labor. He said, I give you rest. And then you told me to come, boom. The thing about it,
so which
trying to get stronger in God, but we can't get stronger in God unless we learn to pray effectively. Wish it, won't do it. Who's my perfect example? Jesus prayed how? And model for us to follow what we in need. Nibble and dine, don't do it. You got to go through. You got to pray until you get a hold of God. But Jews said, but ye, aren't you glad you're in the gospel?
Yes, yes.
God says we're special. What makes us special? The Holy Ghost. In us. But ye love, building up yourself. That means you're no longer weak. Now you're going to be strong. Right? Building up yourself on your most holy faith is what? Praying in the Holy Ghost. When you learn to pray like you ought to pray, you build yourself. Even when the devil comes against you. So he told Moses, he said, the devil will come against you one way, but God is not fighting your battle, you'll flee seven. Why? Because you're going to learn to get a hold of God. James 5, we close here in James, the fifth chapter. Amen. Because a lot of people say, well, that was Jesus. What about us? We can't do what Jesus did. Amen. But James gives us a human example. They have all of the same passion like as we have to let you know you can pray through. James 5, 13, read. If anyone is offended, if I'm going through something, I got to
pray. Yes.
I can't understand. He says, if anybody's offended, let him pray. If any married, let him sing a song. Get God and talk to your situation. When you pray God in the mouth, when you sing a song, the Bible says he inhabits the praises of him. So when you begin to praise God, I say, wait a minute. You just got my attention. I'm going to come and see about you because God.
Get a hold of God
Ernest. He's been praying show for it. If you come, listen, we have prayer on Monday nights for those who want to come. Prayer is not mandatory, but I heard them say prayer is the most needed service that people don't like to come to. We have prayer on Monday. I'm not saying, I'm not casting anything on anyone. Listen, if you need help, you come to pray. We are providing some fries. It don't do you no good if you come to prayer just because you don't need to get in prayer. Because that's not earnest. You're not coming with the right motive for the right reason. When I come to pray, there's sometimes when people all get it, don't let me in your Friday night and give Jesus. But I still pray. Because I'm not praying for anyone else, but I'm praying for God to help me. I'm in charge of the church. I have to make the right decision. If you don't need a prayer, I don't pray. Because y'all know if I miss it, y'all can put all those fingers. Pass it in this. See those other three? No. Delilah prayed and the woman prayed for her 3 years and 6 months. And then he prayed again. And the day rained and the earth brought forth fruit. Well, how can Elijah do it? Because he prayed sincerely as we all stand. You must have an offense.